This is V-Way News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The oxygen supply for the 53 crew members of an Indonesian submarine missing in waters off Bali has run out completely Saturday, with no signs of the vessel. The search resumed, bolstered by the arrival of a sonar-equipped Australian warship. The submarine disappeared after it was last reported a dive Wednesday off the resort island, and concern continues to mount that it may have sunk so deep to reach shore recover in time. The Navy chief says the submarine was expected to run out of oxygen around 3 a.m. Saturday, apart from the Australian warship and American reconnaissance aircraft also joined in the search. U.S. health officials have lifted an 11-day pause on Johnson & Johnson vaccinations following a recommendation by an expert panel. Advisors through the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said Friday the benefits of the single-dose COVID-19 shot outweigh a rare risk of blood clots. The CDC and Food and Drug Administration decided that J&J's vaccine is critical to fight the pandemic and that the small clot risk could be handled with warnings to help younger women decide if they should use that shot or an alternative. European regulators earlier this week made a similar decision, deciding the clot risk was too or small enough to allow rollout. Ghislaine Maxwell has faced her trial judge in person for the first time as lawyers squabble over exactly when she should be tried on sex trafficking charges, alleging that she procured teenage girls for Jeffrey Epstein. This is VOA News. Authorities say seven North Carolina deputies have been placed on leave in the aftermath of a black man being shot and killed by members of their department serving drug-related search and arrest warrants. The disclosure comes as calls increase for the release of the deputy body camera footage amid signs that Andrew Brown Jr. was shot in the back and killed as he was trying to drive away. The Sheriff's Office Major Aaron Walio confirmed the number of deputies on leave due to the shooting. The governor of the North Carolina state, Roy Cooper, joined calls for the swift release of the body camera footage, saying the initial reports of what happened are tragic and extremely concerning. French prosecutors opened a terrorism investigation and detained three people after a police official was stabbed to death inside a police station outside Paris. The assailant was shot and killed by officers in the town. And France's national anti-terrorism prosecutor said his office took over the probe because the attacker had staked out the station because of the statements he made during the attack and because he targeted a police official. For U.S. President Joe Biden to reach his goal of cutting U.S. greenhouse gas emissions in half by 2030, a big pollution reduction will have to come from somewhere else other than automotive tailpipes. That is because, according to experts, there are just too many gas-powered passenger vehicles on U.S. roads today, roughly 279 million. Experts say they can't be replaced by electric vehicles in less than a decade. That means bigger cuts will have to come from other sectors of the economy. Most of the cuts likely will come from electric power plant emissions, as well as methane gas emissions from oil wells and change in chemical used for air conditioning and refrigeration. NASA and Elon Musk commercial rocket company SpaceX launched a new four-astronaut team on a flight to the International Space Station Friday. It's the first crew ever propelled into orbit by a rocket booster recycled from a previous space flight. The company's Crew Dragon capsule Endeavour streaked into the dark and pre-dawn sky atop a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket, as its nine Merlin engines roar to life at 9:49 GMT via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.